So the big topic of the day, especially with the Democrats, is the issue of reparations. And I say it's an issue because not all blacks want reparations. Let's just be honest. The Democratic Party has been promising reparations for a long time. This is nothing new. This is nothing that has just popped up out of nowhere. There's been a bill out there for years that has been proposing the analytics on reparations and should we do it or should we not do it, blah, blah, blah. So this is nothing new. This is a old drudged up tactic to get Black Americans to feel somewhat revved up about the elections and to vote left and to secure the vote. In that, I just feel like we need to play a song. And this song is literally going to encompass everything that I feel about the Democratic Party pandering, just pandering to Black Americans. And I called this during the Democratic debate. I called it even before then. This is going to be one of the running topics on their side. They're literally going to run on illegal immigration, they're going to run on Black reparations, and they're going to run on healthcare. That's it. That's all they're going to do because they have no other policy that has been put out that is going to A, make the American people better off, or B, provide a solution to whatever issues or problems they feel like is in our society right now. There was no single solution to the quote unquote issues that Trump has provided this country since the beginning of his presidency. Well, what do we got? Well, the Mueller report. It basically no collusion. What else? Trump is a racist. Okay, how is that when he's appointed so many black officials to his cabinet? Okay, well, he's a misogynist. Oh, really? Just because he said a couple comments about women, and he actually has the most women on his administration than any other president before. Oh, well, the economy. Well, okay, well, black unemployment is at an all-time low. The unemployment of the whole country is at an all-time low. Yes, it was treading low before Trump, but if Trump was so damn bad, wouldn't it go back up? I mean, right? These are the quote problems, close quote, of Trump. And what I saw in the Democratic debates, they provided no solution. They talked about a lot of free stuff, a lot of free money, a lot of free education and healthcare for illegal immigrants, which every single representative raised their hand, which is absolutely disgusting. And on top of that, they were just bickering with each other on ideas that don't even make sense in the first place. We have to remember, these are not bad people. They're not people who are just bad. They just have crappy ideas. I don't think their ideas really put forth the agenda that we need to be putting forth, which is America first. Trump is America first. Trump is the first president, the first sitting president of all time to walk into North Korea. Do you think he did that to make the country worse? He did that to make the country better. So, to the Democrats, I literally say a big fat middle finger to you because I was looking forward to having my ideas challenged, and I couldn't get past the fact that Cory Booker wanted to speak Spanish. I couldn't get past the fact that Frances O'Rourke wanted to speak Spanish. I could not get past the fact that everything was about racism, sexism, colorism, citizenship ism. I just made it up, but every sort of ism in the world, that's what this was about. This was not about dead hard policy. This was not about anything that was going to move the country forward in a manner which it should. Our economy is the thing, is the very thing that keeps America where it is at number one. In my opinion, I truly think that the Democrats were literally placed on this earth in this country to destroy it. That's just my opinion. And I'm not talking about the very middle or libertarians or things of that nature. I'm talking about those radical Democrats who think anything that the Republican Party says is bad, or who thinks that the conservatives are just bad. I truly and honestly believe they were put in this country to test, to see if we were going to stand the test of time. Well, this is what I say to the Democrats. At the end of the day, you may have the black vote right now, but I'm going to work very diligently to make sure that even if the blacks still vote in your favor, that they will be aware of the wrongdoings. They will be aware of the lies. They will be aware of the tactics that you use against them to gain their vote. I will make sure of it. To you rhino Republicans out there, Republican in name only, to you rhino Republicans out there, for you who are not standing up for the true values of this country, for you who are actually going against Trump in such a negative way that you really feel as though you're going to win in any sort of fashion with the Democrats, you have another thing coming. I truly and honestly believe that the Democrats are spearheaded towards socializing this country. They may not say it like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders will come out and say, I am a socialist. But they are socialists. Name another country where you can go in illegally and get health care. Why should the greatest country on earth do that? Why should the greatest country on earth do that? It's just food for thought. Just food for thought. I went on a little rant there, but I'm just so appalled. I really am. I don't know. Maybe people will get more active with politics once they see how bad it is, how much the polls lie and say that Trump is not a popular figure in the country, how much they troll Trump and how much they actually add to his popularity by just talking about him. All publicity is good publicity. I truly believe that. And they are just going to elect Trump again. It's just going to happen. Name another politician that will beat Trump. The only person that I think at this time that will beat Trump, that could possibly beat Trump, and that is a Democrat, is Joe Biden. Only because the black vote always in some way, shape, or form sways the election. The blacks love Barack Obama. He was the vice president for Barack Obama for 8 years. Okay. They are literally going to vote him because he is a very, very familiar name. He was under the first black president of the United States. And they have a burning hatred for Donald Trump. If I was to think only one candidate could set fire to anything Trump may put forth in this campaign, it would be Joe Biden. But maybe I'm wrong. I like Andrew Yang. I think he's a great debater. I think he's absolutely stunning when he presents ideas. Are his ideas bad? I think they are bad. You know, a $1,000, you know, family credit. What? I don't get those things, but we will just see, folks. This is some fun stuff, isn't it? It's just so fun. All right, everyone, you know what time it is. It is time for the wine of the week. This week, I have a 2017 Mellini Chianti. Chianti is from the Tuscany region of Italy. This is a robust. It's so robust. It's so good. It's a great wine that'll go with anything gamey. So bison, very lean lamb, or, you know, steaks, those types of things. It goes well with. Absolutely fantastic. It'll perform awesome. It'll kind of give you that acidity that you need because this is such a younger wine. It's going to give you that tannin to kind of cut through that very, very harsh tendon with the meat. Shouldn't be too harsh. Well, that depends on how you eat your steak, but I think this wine does a great job. And I've noticed that the more that I go to smaller wineries or smaller wine stores or real Italian grocers, there's only one here in Dallas. But I've noticed that the cheaper wines that I purchase, or I should say more cost-effective wines that I purchase, are better than the wines that cost like $8 at the Walmart that I go to, Target that I go to. Don't go to those stores, people. Stop going there for wine. Go to a real wine store. It'll blow your mind. Blow your mind. You can literally shop their 80% off rack and get a wine for $15 and it just be fantastic. So do yourself a service and not a disservice. Go to your local grocers, your local wine stores, and support them. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I recommend this wine for anyone who's a younger wine drinker, who doesn't really like older wines. And I recommend this for the person who just likes to make references to Hannibal.
because he had a Chianti with his liver. So thank you guys once again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I'll see you guys next week. In the meantime, take care.